Thank you very much for your question. I know you didn't introduce yourself, but I recognize your voice, Brendan, from the many radio interviews you've done recently. I'm not going to unpick all of the questions that you've asked, but let me answer two of them, and then Colin or others will pick up on the specific questions, some of the specific questions you asked also. The matter of re-election of directors is entirely up to the shareholders, and as such, we have no role other than being small shareholders ourselves in that process. So we leave that to the shareholders to make their own conclusions. You asked the question about board challenge, and I could spend quite a long time on this, but I don't think it's appropriate given the nature of this meeting. But you know, over the years I've been on the board, we've had, or I've mentioned previously, I've worked with 20 individual non-executive directors from very diverse backgrounds, very experienced people, and they are always challenging, as is their nature. Three different chairmen, chair people, and again, the challenge was always there on every aspect of this particular matter. We as a board, and I'm talking about it again over a protracted period, came to the conclusion, and we do not believe there was detriment to customers in this specific cohort. But that said, in the interest of moving on and arising obviously from the findings of the FSPO, we have decided to, in the interest of all our stakeholders, to move on and apply the findings of the FSPO. So on other specific aspects of Brendan Burgess's question, Colin, yeah, or okay. Helen.
Yeah, so I'll take the first question. For those impacted customers, they will receive payment redress in the months of July and August of this year. And in relation to what form that redress will make, as you're aware, the FSPO's final decision in relation to one of the complaints made by one of these customers who awarded a 12% write-down in the capital balance of the mortgage as at the date of the roll-off of the fixed rate and the refund of the interest on the amount written off. And we will be applying that decision as it pertains to one customer to the entirety of the 5,907 customers that are in this grouping. Helen, do you want to take the High Court action?
With regard to the number of litigation cases, Brendan, I'm not sure which courts these are in, but in total there are 12 cases initiated against us with regard to this cohort of customers.
Okay,